لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Peace be upon you, the mercy of Allah, and his blessings, auspicious, precious moments of Fajr for the Durban region. Fajr had commenced at 5:16, Pietermaritzburg, Johannesburg. Please follow your timetable. Well, it's that part of the morning where we're in the company of Mufti Sahib, Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahib, Hafizahullah. Mufti Sahib, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah khairan once again for joining us.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum afiz wadi. Jazakallahu khairan.
Ameen.
To our technicians and Junaid Khan and brother Riyaz Hussain. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 23rd of Shawwal 1443. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 20, Surah Taha, and verses 118, 119, and 120. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us regarding Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam and his honorable wife Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha in Jannah and paradise, Adam and Eve in paradise. So chapter 20 verses 118 to 120. So Almighty Allah informs us, Inna laka alla tajoo'a fiha. Verily you, Nabi Adam alayhi salam, and your wife, it means that you will never experience hunger whilst you are in paradise and Jannah. Wala ta'ara, and your clothes will not be removed, meaning that you will be clothed with the garden of the clothing and garment of paradise. So you will be in total enjoyment and everything is taken care of. Wa annaka la tazma'u fiha, and never will you experience any thirst and so forth. So it shows no hunger, no thirst, you will be clothed. Wa la tadha, no intense heat, the climate and weather, whatever you want to call it, everything perfect. So what more could a person desire? But you see, Lucifer, Shaitan, Satan, Satan, he must come. For us, me and you, you waswisu fi sudurin nas, the waswasa of Shaitan, the whisperings of Shaitan. We're reading namaz, we're reading salat, we're praying, then also he will come. Therefore, we beg Almighty Allah daily for protection from Iblis and Satan and Lucifer and all his agents. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min Iblis wa junudi. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from Iblis, that is Satan, Lucifer and his agents and cronies and comrades. So he, Iblis, one, he is now jealous of Nabi Adam alayhi salam, of Adam and Eve, because he, Nabi Adam alayhi salam, Adam is made the masterpiece of Allah's creation. فَوَسْوَسَ إِلَيْهِ الشَّيْطَانِ. So Lucifer was there, so he starts whispering, you know, to Nabi Adam alayhi salam. And Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, part of his divine plan, he made Nabi Adam alayhi salam, Adam, peace be upon him, forget about it. قَالَ يَا Adam. He's coming like a well-wisher. Like today people come and say, Hazrat, you know Hazrat. So when they start Hazrat, you must be very careful. Behind the Hazrat sometimes is a poison sword as well. Qala ya Adam, you know Adam? peace be upon you. He praised him everything. Adam alayhi salam, Nabi Adam alayhi salam's honorable name mentioned 25 times in the Quran. Hal adulluka, must I show you that? Ala shajaratil khuldi, the tree of eternity. If you just taste it, you will stay here in this paradise eternally and perpetually. You see, that was the trick. Like how today he will tell us, just speak to that lady and go and help her. She's a widow, she's a divorced lady. Oh, go help the children. And then he starts exploiting, and one thing leads to another. Allah forbid, Allah protect us all. Allah shajaratil khuldi, the tree of eternity. Wa mulkil la yabla, and you will have kingdom and sovereignty that will never ever perish. All false promises. Inna shaitana lakum aduun fattakhiduhu aduwa. Verily the Satan, Lucifer, is your enemy, and take him and make him your enemy. So that is the lesson we have to learn. Therefore we always read before we recite the noble Quran. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Oh Allah, I seek your protection from Satan, Lucifer, the accursed. Okay, let me give you some international news. What is happening? So now suddenly the United Nations, the United States of America are very worried and concerned, and showing the Muslim world and the Arab world, you know how concerned we are. China is really torturing the Muslims, the Uyghur Muslims, there in Xinjiang province, and they are doing this. Over a million Muslims are suffering. So very good, United Nations. Very good, America. But now these are my questions to both of you, to the UN, United Nations, and to you, America. What about my brothers, 38 of them in Gitmo? How come you're not worrying about Guantanamo Bay? They are being tortured, they are being persecuted, and remember, no due process was followed for the past 20 years. Yes, you worried about them in China for your own ulterior motive, using the Muslims as a scapegoat, because you know once China and Moscow and Russia unite, then they flatten all of you up. So that is the real agenda, but use the Muslims and make us scapegoat. Why is my sister Dr. Afia still in a hellhole day in America? So you need to answer all this. You United Nations, you were formed so that you will have democracy, human rights. So where is the democracy and the human rights for my brothers, sisters, children and journalists in Palestine, occupied Palestine, which is occupied by the apartheid rogue terrorist regime of Israel for the past 74 years? They are the murderers, remember that. See today and see Sunday what they want to do. And you Muslims throughout the world, Radio Al Ansar International listeners, and you Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah Wal Jama'ah, you better wake up from your slumber. Your Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood and bringing tigers is not going to help anything. So today the Jutlas, La'anahumullah, Allah's curse be on them forever. So remember, if you've been to Khalilur Rahman Masjid and Khalil Ibrahim in Hebron, so there they stole this masjid from us. I read Salat Day in 89, I performed Salat Day in 92, so this entire mosque belongs to us. On the 16th of Ramadan in Palestine, South Africa was 15th Ramadan, a Saturday in 1994, Baruch Goldstein, the Jewish Zionist, terrorist, extremist, Allah Ta'ala dispatched him to hell forever, good riddance. He mowed down and murdered and massacred our people in the Masjid Fajr time. 29 of them were martyred in the Masjid. He was killed and dispatched to the hellfire. 70 people approximately passed away in that massacre and became martyrs, because they succumbed to the injury because of his indiscriminate shooting. What does the Israeli apartheid rogue terrorist regime do? They steal and occupy half our masjid. I went after 94 and I saw what they did. Now there is a stairway. They want to remove that stairway and replace it with the elevator. So they're going to try and take even more parts of Masjid Ibrahim. Where are these Arab tenpot dictators, murtads and apostates and traitors to Islam and Palestine? Licking the shoes and the boots and something else of the Americans and the Israelis. A shame and a disgrace on you Arabs and the leaders I'm speaking about. Waylul lil Arab. Hang your heads in shame. And you Muslim Ummah, this week Sunday, the Jutlas are telling us, the Lihava movement or whatever they call themselves, and Gopstein, he thinks he can do what he wants to. They want to come in with thousands of their settlers, and they want to start dismantling Masjidul Aqsa. So we say, one settler, one bullet. Every one of you Muslim, read 2 rakat salah today, and every day, and today is Wednesday after Zuhr, and say Allahumma alayka bil yahudi zalimin, Allahumma alayka bil yahudi zalimin. The other words you don't know, it's fine. Ya Allah, you decimate and destroy this Jewish entity, the Zionist entity, the apartheid regime of Israel. They stole our country, they stole our capital, and now they want to steal our masjid. Imagine, sam min kalbak ya akulka. You bring a puppy in your home, you feed it, it becomes a bulldog, and now it wants to eat you up. That summarizes Israel, the rogue, the apartheid, the terrorist regime. And tell that to the whole world what they are. The world saw what they did to Shirin Abu Akila. And although she's a Christian, but remember that they saw and remember, no probe, no investigation. Where are you, United Nations? Where are you, America? You all are complicit in this crime, joining the apartheid regime of Israel against the Palestinians. Last big story for today, remember the government of Pakistan, the army says Imran Khan and his supporters cannot march. When I looked at the news last night and was reading, so I see that it seems the march is going on. We hope again there is no bloodshed. Imran is right, there must be elections, but these chaps are an imported government, bribed up by America and the Western powers. So therefore, you must remember, once you get the seat of power, to leave it is very difficult. So make dua for the whole world, and especially Palestine, Pakistan, and all the enemies of Islam, whether it be America, whether it be United Nations, whether it be Arab tenpot dictators, or whosoever. Allah guide them. And if there's no guidance for them, Allahumma ahlikhum kama ahlakta Ad wa Thamud. Ya Allah, you decimate and destroy them. Hafiz Wadi, mashallah, barakallahu fik. You are in because Moana Arafat's daughter is sick. Allah give shifa to all. Inshallah, Hafiz Wadi, you can fire up the questions now, right till 6 o'clock, and then we will, inshallah, carry on to the masjid. And inshallah, you will be reading your Fajr Salat. Barakallahu fik.
I mean, Jazakallah khairan for that. Mufti Sahib, our very first question for this morning is that when a Muslim has to sin, has to commit a sin, how does he gain forgiveness for that sin?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. One is a Muslim commits sins because he wants to fulfill his ego, desires, whims and fancies. One is a Muslim commits sin because his parents or his teacher or his superiors, they tell him, do this, do that, for example. Or third one, remember, we live in times where there are many Faraina. There are many Firauns and many Pharaohs. The governments impose upon the people to commit the sin. So be that as it may, we all are sinners. Remember today, those of us who are alive, there's not a single person living today, physically on this earth, who's sane and mature and says he's not a sinner. We all are sinners. So Islam, our clothing gets dirty, we don't throw it away. We will take soap, we will place place it in the washing machine, lot of things, and then it comes out pure, white and clean. So similarly, the Muslim, remember that what he does, he makes tawbah. And Almighty Allah told us and informed us in chapter 39, verse number 53, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Never become disillusioned and disappointed in the mercy of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الزُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. I'm a sinner, you're a sinner, all of us are sinners. So first thing, remain positive with Allah. Ya Allah, you are Arhamur Rahimin. Before I came down, then I went to drink water, warm water, because I'm old, I don't drink cold. So then I read, وَدَخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ رَحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ خَيْرُ الْأَسْمَاءِ. So every minute, every moment, we have to beg Allah through His mercy. You accept us, Ya Allah. So we speak the truth without fear and favor. But we are sinners at the same time. So you, through your benevolence and grace and mercy, forgive us. But what is the sign that our tawbah is accepted, our repentance is accepted? Chapter 66, verse number 8. Yeah, if you just read Quran, every verse, and you just wonder, ponder and reflect, every day you will kiss the Quran Sharif, the noble, glorious Quran. Every day you will say, Ya Allah, what is your message to me today? I read for you, chapter 66 verse 8. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Ey iman walo, O you who believe. 89 times in various verses Allah has mentioned this phrase. Tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha. Turn to Almighty Allah with such a tawbah and such a repentance that is nasuha. The person, remember, came to Sayyidina Umar Amirul Mu'mineen. He said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, O you, the leader of the Muslims, I know what is tawbah, repentance, what is nasuha. Sayyidina Umar was a genius. He illustrated the point via an example and said, when you milk the she camel, you milk the cow, do you see the milk going back? He said, no. He said, when you make tawbah and you repent, don't go back to your evil, devilish vices and sins. That is a sign. Almighty Allah has accepted our tawbah. Hafiz Wadi, one request, give all the non-Muslims the questions they have sent in. That give that preference. Our Muslims, mashallah, they can wait because they can interact with many ulama and scholars and so forth.
From Mufti Sahab, this question is from a non-Muslim. He said his Muslim friend says that his intellectual knowledge is his, he'll take it to the grave, and he will not share it with anyone. Is this what Islam teaches?
Remember that, you know, when we ask Allah, we beg Allah, and we just did the verse the other day, chapter 20, Surah Taha, verse 114. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger, peace be upon him, the most beloved, the most precious to all, Mighty Allah jalla wala, in the entire universe. In the 6,236 verses of the Noble Quran, 114 chapters, you will not find a single place where Almighty Allah teaches, commands the Master, alayhi salam, ask for more, increase, accept knowledge. Chapter 20, verse 114, Kul, say Ya Rasulullah, Ya Habibullah, O Messenger, peace be upon you, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rabbi zidni ilma. Oh, my Allah, increase me in knowledge. So we read the dua daily. So one day, I was there in my vehicle and looking at the traffic light. South Africa, we call it robot. That's different issue. Half of them don't work, you know. A and C and no current. Anyway, so look at your robot, look at your traffic light, and then you will see red, you will see orange, you will see green. So that is your answer. Red is haram. So that is totally no wine, no swine, no dine with your girlfriend, mistress, toy boy, joy boy. So that's red. Abstain, abstain. all times, all places. That's our worms, fancies, desires. Orange is our intelligence, intellect. When there is now a contradiction, when there is a conflict between our intelligence and intellect and desires, now the nice juice is there, the nice tea is there, the nice dessert is there, the cook sisters are there, and so many nice food and drinks. But all of them, and the mitai and the sweet meat, but all of them have sugar. And that person, Allah forbid, he suffers from diabetes. So the red, the desires will say, take it, see how tasty it is. The intelligence, intellect will come and say, don't do it. It is 5 minutes, 1 hour, you will feel nice and delicious, and then you will suffer for 1 day, 2 days, 1 week. So that is your intelligence, to suppress our desires. And when you come to green and orange, when there is a conflict between revelation and reason, between aqal and naqal, aqal is intelligence and naqal is Quran and Sunnah, the revelation of the which the Quran Sharif and the teaching, preaching of the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, always revelation must be given preference. So remember, in Islam, when we have knowledge, then it is compulsory. We must disseminate it, propagate it, and you don't have to be a Maulana, you don't have to be a scholar, you don't have to be an intellectual giant. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Balighu anni walu aya. You Muslim, propagate the message from me, even if it is one line, one verse, authentic hadith in Bukhari Sharif. On Hajjatul Wida, the farewell Hajj, 124,000 men, women, children assembled in the plains of Arafat. And what do we see? Now the Master alayhi salam delivered the sermon and said, "Fal yuballighu shahidu minkum al-ghaib." Those of you who are present, go and convey the message to those who are absent. In Islam, we reject secularism, we reject Zionism, we reject all isms, and we reject capitalism. Capitalism speaks of intellectual property. It is my knowledge. I will not share it with you, and I'll die with it. Such people in Islam are cursed. Remember that. So it is khiyanat in amanat. It is committing treachery in trust. Allah gave us this knowledge. Go and broadcast it, disseminate it, propagate it to one and all, and all and sundry. That is what Islam teaches us.
Non-Muslim brother, he said his father had passed away about a week ago, but his father believed in the Muslim holy book and believed in the oneness of Almighty. Please comment on this, Mufti Sam.
Okay, it seems that this brother, yeah, he himself is a non-Muslim, and he says that his father used to believe in the Quran, meaning that he used to read the Quran and was very impressed with it. He used to believe in the oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Allah. So he died, he passed away. What happens? We say he passed away a non-Muslim, because remember, he did not believe in the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He did not believe in all the articles of faith. He was impressed with certain aspects and dimensions of Islam. Almighty Allah teaches us, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dukhulu fi silmi kafa. When you enter into Islam, you must enter in its entirety and totally and absolutely, not pick and choose. Islam is not a supermarket. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Do not follow in the footsteps of Satan and Lucifer. إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. He is your open enemy. Chapter 2, verse 208. So he has died a non-Muslim, and you, my brother, sister, but you the son or the daughter, so remember, I think that you also non-Muslim. So your inheritance, everything will go on and everything. Yes, if a person embraces Islam, Remember that. And he's a true Muslim. And he passes away with Iman and Islam. And now his or her family members are non-Muslim. Then there is no inheritance for the non-Muslim heirs. La yarithul muslimul kafir walal kafirul muslim. Authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, Tirmidhi, various compilations. A non-Muslim will not inherit from a Muslim. And a Muslim will not inherit from a non-Muslim, but that will not apply here, because the person who passed away is non-Muslim, and his heirs, according to what I see and according to the question, the prima facie evidence, speaking as a big shot lawyer, you know, so remember that they're all non-Muslim, so you inherit as you want to according to the world, but Islam will not come in there, because no one is a Muslim.
Well, see, some another question has come. It says, I have many Muslim friends, but none of them have ever invited me to become a Muslim, yet I'm aware of all Muslim prayers and activities.
You see, my brother, this is a problem, micro and macro. I just work with round figures. You know, we say round figures. Let's say in the world we are 1 billion Muslims. All this 2 billion and 1.5 billion and all, it's all fairy tales, all that, all propaganda. We must learn to speak the truth. So maximum we are 1 billion. So we just take it as 1 billion. Then that is the macro. And when we come to the micro, you take South Africa, so we are 2 million, 3 million, with the influx of foreigners, 3 million, 4 million, not more than that, maximum. So if you ask me, it will be 2, 3 million. Anyway, you can play with the figures. Now, whether you look at the situation, the micro or the macro, majority of the Muslims, 75 to 80%, they suffer from a complex. And in South Africa, they suffer more, especially people like me, that my age, when I say me, I don't mean personally, I mean my age, that we were born in apartheid, we saw apartheid, and then we saw democracy and the legacy of the potholes and corruption. So now in the Muslim mind, in the Arab mind, male and female, the majority, 2/3 to 3/4%, 75%, 80%, it is embedded in their heart and mind, white is right and west is the best. You, my brother, Tom, Dick and Harry, you, my brother and sister, Tom, Dick and Mary, instead of they telling you about Islam, they will be impressed with your system. That is the problem of today's Muslim. Alayna an nu'athir wa la nata'athir. We are supposed to be influencing the lives of others. This is Allah's mercy. What can we say? We just cry. Allah malaka shukru kullu wa laka alhamdu kullu. Allah gave us this platform. And we thank from the bottom of our heart all the directors of Radio Al-Ansar. We thank our capital group and Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and his team that Allah's fadl they gave us. Then Allah put in my mind with Allah's help. It's only Allah's mercy. But what about the non-Muslims? Our message is global. Our message is international. We don't have anything to hide. We are transparent that we have the best, and it's compulsory to share it with the rest. So that is your answer, my brother. The Muslim today and the Arab today, 75-80% of them, they suffer from the inferiority complex. They love the West and they say the West is the best, and they say white is right. They will not utter it, but that is how their mind functions and their hearts have that. So that is the truth of the matter. So we need to change that and say Islam is the best for all times, all places, and start propagating Islam. Whatever you know, you know 100% that is the truth. I told you, you don't have to be a scholar and take one verse, one line of Islam. We have domestic servants. They learned our vernacular. They know Gujarati, they know Meman, they know Urdu. That is our languages we speak at home. That also 90% forgot already. That the maid, the employee, the domestic knows everything. Gemcho, Haruche, under the armchair, all that they know. But you must remember, we never taught them Islam. Yes, a crime we have committed. And the sooner we admit it, the better it is.
Mufti Sahab, a very next question. He says, person wants to know that do Muslims believe in Jesus, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam?
Thank you, my sister, my brother, for that wonderful question. I want you, my sister Mary, I want you, my brother Tom, Dick and Harry, that you must take the Quran Sharif, the noble and glorious Quran, and you juxtapose it and compare it with the Bible, King James Version. Everybody has access to that. Anyone you want to take the New International Version, and because you have so many versions, sometimes the versions get confused also. Anyway, so let me give you a brief explanation. Jesus, peace be upon him, Nabi Isa alayhi salam. His honorable name is mentioned 25 times in the Noble Quran. His honorable mother, Maryam Mary, Maryam al-Azra, the virgin, Maryam al-Batul, the pious lady, who moved away from a toxic society so that she could practice on her religion. All of them were Muslim. Her honorable name is mentioned 34 times in the Noble Quran. And remember, chapter 19 is dedicated to her, to Mary, Surah Maryam. So write all that down. Jesus, 25 times, Isa alayhi salam, Maryam, the only lady whose name is mentioned in the entire Quran. Remember that no other lady's name is mentioned explicitly, and it is chapter 19, Surah Maryam. Now you want to know about Jesus, and you want to know about his miraculous birth. You, Christianity, you have many groups. Some of you say that the father of Jesus was Joseph the carpenter, Yusuf Najjar. We reject that totally. Remember that. We say he was born miraculously, and he and his mother both are signs of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Then when she gave birth, that is Sayyidah Maryam, miraculously, and she came back to the metropolitan, cosmopolitan area, the people asked that, Maryam, you brought this baby, but you don't have a husband. Now what? So the first thing she said, she didn't speak. فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ, she gestured. She pointed in the direction of the baby. What a baby, Jesus, Isa, to be fair in complexion, to be a leader. قَالُوا, the people said, كَيْفَ نُكَلِّمُ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الْمَهْدِ صَبِيًّا, how can we speak to a baby there in the cradle? Oh, the first word, my sister Mary, the first word, my brother Harry, قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ, I am the slave of Allah. I am not the son of Allah. I am the slave and servant of Allah. So you, my sister, my brother, who belong to the Christian faith, go open chapter 19, and that is dedicated to Maryam radiallahu anha, and read verses 16, and starts there, and it ends, remember, at verse 36. So that is, or 37. So 20 verses you will read from verse 16 to 36 or 37, and in that way you will understand. After you've done that, you can read the whole chapter, and then you compare it with what the Bible says, and then you tell me who is speaking the truth. Let me conclude, I think. I don't know if you got one more question we can squeeze in quickly. So anyway, Hafiz Sahab, that, let me give you this parting shot. For all you Christians, BBC got nothing to do with Islam. So many times they carry it, not true story, it is a slanted story. Go to the BBC documentaries and archives. They say the decline of the cross, that is Christianity, and the rise of the crescent, the rise of Islam. When you study without a jaundiced eye and without blinkers, then you will see Quran 100% the truth, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, 100% the truth, Jesus, peace be upon him, 100% the truth. But Paul came, and Paul, he hijacked Christianity, and today what you find in the Bible is not what Jesus said, is what Paul said. Paul was a jutla, he was Saul, and he says he saw a dream, and then he hijacked Christianity. How Zionism has hijacked Judaism. So that is what you should know. 8:30 to 9 today will be Mona Zakir Bismillah with Mona Zahid in the interview. 11 to 12 will be Bliss of Marriage. 1 to 2 will be Inshallah the our tafsir and commentary. And this afternoon, all of you make special dua for Palestine and make special dua for Pakistan and the rest of the world. Anything else, Hafiz Wadi? I think our time is up.
Jaina, time has expired.
Right, time expired. Barakallahu feek, jazakallahu khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.